Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, make your presence known to us this morning. Move among us and open our hearts, our minds, our ears, so that we can hear your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I think a lot of you are probably familiar with the movie It's a Wonderful Life. Are you? It's one of my favorite Christmas movies. I watch it just about every year, sometimes multiple times, and I know a lot of it by heart. That's how much I've watched it. And for those of you who don't know it, it's the story of George Bailey and his life. He was graduating from high school, and he was going to go out and conquer the world. He had dreams. He was going to travel. He was going to go to college. He was going to do great things and leave that little town where he was growing up. Shake the dust off his feet, as he said. Go see the world. Well, things didn't quite go the way he thought it was going to go, because his dad passed away the day he graduated. And so they needed George to stick around and take care of the family business, because if they didn't, they were going to shut it down, the building and loan. And if they shut it down, a lot of people would lose their job, but also that community would not have fair lending. So it was really important that he stuck around. They needed him to do it. So he did. He gave his money to school to his brother. His brother went to college. George waited, thinking, I'll go to college because my brother comes. But that didn't work out that way. And so George ended up staying in this little town. He got married. He had children. He worked. He had a good but ordinary life, not the one he thought he was going to have. Then one day, through a mistake of his uncle's, the deposit came up short by a large amount of money, and George's life turned upside down, and he began to think that everyone would be better off without him. And he had a life insurance policy, and he said, if I were just dead, everything would be okay. They was going to jump off the bridge. And an angel came to him to rescue him. And the angel gave him a really great gift. And the gift was to find out what the world would be like without him. Have you ever wondered what the world would be like without you? What you're leaving behind? I think it's a really interesting concept. Probably one of the reasons I watch this movie so often. So as I was thinking about Joseph, because that's who we're talking about this morning, I started thinking, what Joseph had never been born? What would the world be like? And based on what we know about Joseph, we don't have any recorded words that he spoke. You know, we heard our song today, What Child Is This? He wasn't mentioned. He's not mentioned in Mark. We would think, you know, Joseph's role was probably pretty small. But if we conclude that, I think we would be very wrong. And I want us to talk about why. So Joseph, he wasn't present in that song. But he was present at the manger. He was present before the manger. He was present after the manger. We know from Luke that he was present at least up to Jesus' 12th birthday, because you remember when they went to Jerusalem for the Passover feast and they left Jesus behind, and then they went back to find him. This is every parent's worst nightmare, leaving your kid behind. And then they found out that, okay, we've left him behind, so what do? We have to go get him. And they did. So historians think that Joseph died probably between Jesus' teenage years and the beginning of his ministry. And we know that he was referred to not only as the son of Mary, but the son of Joseph. So we know that. So when we think about what child Jesus is, we can think of him as a child who was adopted by his father, Joseph. And the Bible doesn't mention that Joseph adopted him, but there are clues for us in our text today. Remember when when the angel came to Joseph in a dream and he said, Mary will bear a son and you shall call his name Jesus. And then a little bit later it says, and he, Joseph, named him Jesus. Well, part of the culture of the time was that the father would name the child. Not the mother or a grandparent, but the father. And that was up to them to do that. So when the angel of the Lord told Joseph to name Jesus, that lets us know that God intended for Joseph to adopt Jesus. And we know that Jesus was adopted by him because of references that we find in the text about Joseph being his father. So it's not in the text either, but we can imagine, as the video was telling us today, that Joseph probably took the infant Jesus, put him across his knees as a symbol of his legitimacy, because that was the tradition, and then he named him Jesus and became Joseph's adopted son. We know this from other places in the text. When Jesus was out recruiting the disciples, we know that Jesus was referred to as Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. So we have lots of places in the Bible that helps us know that people regarded Joseph as Jesus' dad. Everyone recognized him as that. So who is this child? The adopted son of Joseph, but also a son who took on the character of his father, his earthly father. We look at Joseph and we see that Jesus reflected his character. And you might say, where are you getting that from? That's not here. But we can see that Joseph was merciful and generous and gracious and forgiving and loving. And we know that from our text today as well. Verses 18 and 19 help us come to that conclusion. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. So it says here that Joseph was unwilling to put his wife to shame, Mary to shame. And we have to understand what engagement was like back at this time. It's not what we do today. It was like a contract. It was legal. It was binding. And the bride price had been paid. And that's no small sum. It could be livestock. It could be other things. But the bride price had been paid. And Mary and Joseph were waiting for the official ceremony, the marriage ceremony, to be together as husband and wife. But there's a problem. Mary is with child. Think about that. Mary is with child, and Joseph knows that it wasn't his. He could have brought her up on charges. And had he done that, the worst thing that could have happened to Mary was that she would have been publicly stoned to death. She, at the very least, would have been shamed for the rest of her life. Joseph did not want to do that. He wanted to quietly end the contract. We need to understand what Joseph was doing if he'd gone through with quietly ending the contract. What would have happened is that people would have thought that he'd taken advantage of Mary, and then he would have been shamed. He would have taken on any of the guilt and the shame that would have come around that. So that's how we know that Joseph was merciful and gracious, forgiving and loving. He was willing to do that to protect Mary. And isn't Jesus the same way? Doesn't Jesus have those same characteristics? He grew from that baby in the manger to God that was willing to not only die to rescue all of creation from our sins, but also to lay us across his lap. He did this. He calls us his own, and he purchased our freedom from death and sin and hell. So we ask the question, what child is this? The adopted son of Joseph, the son who has the characteristics of his earthly father, who's merciful, gracious, forgiving, and loving. And he's also the one who makes our adoption into his family possible. Adoption leads to our salvation, and it includes our freedom from sin. And that's the name that the angel told Joseph to name Jesus, because Jesus means God saves. The angel said this, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear him a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. God saves. That's what the name Jesus means. And what God saves, God adopts for his own. And that is what he does with us. And because of that, we're able to be part of God's family. And we get new names. And our names are sons and daughters. But what if Joseph had never existed? Where would we be right now? What if Joseph had refused to take Mary as his wife? What if he had rejected Jesus? I don't know about the rest of you, but when I dream, I wake up from the dreams and I think, that was a crazy dream. But I never think, God must have been speaking to me through that angel in the dream and then taking that on and going out on faith with that. But that is what Joseph did. Had he not done that, then Jesus would have grown up without an earthly father. He wouldn't have had that example to go by as he was going out into the world. But Joseph did adopt Jesus. And because of that, Joseph had a tremendous impact on our world. He put aside his doubts. I'm sure he had to have them. He put aside his fears, whatever they may be, and he moved on. He moved on with love. He gave mercy to Mary, and then he gave love to Jesus, and he protected Jesus. What Joseph gave to us with his faithfulness was the example of what Jesus is giving us. Jesus is giving us that love and telling us that we can be adopted into the family the same way Joseph adopted him. So our ultimate answer to the question, what child is this? This child is Jesus, the adopting and naming God, who puts us on his knee and calls us sons and daughters. He enables us to be his family. He gives us our name. Just as Joseph adopted Jesus, Jesus adopts us. We are all part of God's family. We're all loved by God. And I think that's something to celebrate. We celebrate Joseph, who opened his heart and adopted Jesus. We celebrate Jesus, who loves and adopts all of us. So as we leave here today, I want us to remember something. The next time God calls you to something, remember the words to Joseph. Do not be afraid. Because when God calls us to things, it's frequently there's need to be afraid. But God is with us. God promises to be with us. And remember how Joseph stepped out in faith. He showed mercy to Mary. He loved Jesus. He adopted him as his own. And through Jesus, made an everlasting impact on our world today. I bet if Joseph were to look back at his life the way George Bailey looked back at his, he would say, you know, it didn't turn out the way I thought it was going to. But I bet he would say, it was a wonderful life. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for all the people you used to help bring your love into the world. And thank you for their faithful answers of yes. You told them and you tell us, do not be afraid. But too often we are. Help us to remember that you are with us and your love surrounds us. Thank you for the gift of Joseph. And especially, God, thank you for the gift of Jesus, who adopts us and calls us family. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.